please silence their cell phones, iPads, or anything that might make noise. Thank you very much. So at this time, I'd like to call to order the Fortuna City Council. Would we all rise for the flag salute? And Dean, will you lead us, please?
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Dean. Next on the agenda is roll call, please, Linda.
Councilmember Glazer.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Long.
Here.
Councilmember Trent.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Losey.
Here.
Mayor Strell.
Here. Next, we have a few proclamations, and the first one is the International City and County Management Association 100-year anniversary, and Sue is going to read that one for us.
Whereas 100 years ago today, December 2nd, 1914, 31 city managers met in Springfield, Ohio to promote the efficiency of city managers and municipal work in general and form the City Managers Association. And whereas the organization now known as the International City/County Management Association, ICMA, exists to develop and foster professional management to build sustainable communities that improve people's lives worldwide. And whereas the 100th anniversary of ICMA's founding underscores the importance of the local government management profession and of cultivating the next generation of professional local government managers. And whereas the City of Fortuna has been fortunate to benefit from the work performed by local government management professionals every day on behalf of our community, and most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the Office of the Municipal Clerk. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Doug Strell, Mayor of the City of Fortuna, hereby congratulate ICMA on its century-long history of advocating efficient, effective, responsive, and exemplary professional management, recognizes the exemplary performance of our current and previous professionals. Local government managers and expresses our commitment to creating a city manager.
Speech.
Thank you, Councilmember Long and City Council members. I'm actually very happy to be accepting this award. Or this proclamation on behalf of ICMA, the member organization. As the proclamation mentions, this is an organization that's been around a long time, 100 years, and I'm really very happy to be a member of this organization. It benefits me greatly in my professional life and to provide quality services to the City Council and the community. I don't know how many times I've relied upon this organization to help me make decisions and make recommendations on behalf of the City of Fortuna. So I'm very happy to be a part of ICMA, and thank you for recognizing their 100 years.
Thank you. So the next proclamation is the Human Rights Awareness Month.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to remove myself from the dais while this is being read. Anything that reflects the taking of the United States sovereignty and addressing something by the United Nations is improper, and I will not be here while it's being read, so excuse me.
Happens every year. In recognition of the Human Rights Awareness Month, December 2014, whereas the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights on December 1948, this marked the first attempt in human history to set down the minimum rights every person should enjoy. And whereas this document states the necessity to recognize the inherent dignity of equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family and the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world, to which everyone is entitled without distinction of any kind of race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or status. And whereas the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has inspired international covenants, treaties, and agreements, not only protecting the rights of men and women of all races and creeds, but specifically enumerating and protecting the rights and unique needs of children, indigenous and tribal peoples, refugees, and political prisoners. And whereas the County of Humboldt, in compliance with the California state statutes, adopted ordinances establishing and defining the work of the Humboldt County Human Rights Commission to aid in the eradication of discrimination based on color, race, religion, religious creed, national origin, ancestry, physical disability, mental disability, medical condition, genetic information, marital status, sex, gender, familial status, source of income, gender identity, gender expression, age, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status. Whew. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Douglas Strell, Mayor of the City of Fortuna, do hereby proclaim December 2014 as Human Rights Awareness Month, and encourage all citizens to educate themselves about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the privileges we enjoy in a free society. Sign this first day of December 2014. And I'll present this to Mr. Richard Lehman.
Thank you very much. Those cards that I passed around to you are a recent thing we've taken on. They are in Spanish, and they are designed to help people that speak Spanish to find the kind of emergency services that they might need. Last year we passed out the similar cards in English, and thanks to the McLean Foundation, we were able to print these up in Spanish, and I've been putting them around in different places in Fortuna and surrounding areas because the Spanish population's a little bit harder to find, but anyway, I did the best I could. Anyway, that's what they're for, and I just wanted to have you have a look at them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard. Dean is on his way back in.
There you go.
Good, I'm starving.
So the next proclamation we have to read is a proclamation to Seth Downey on his achievement of Eagle Scout, and Dean wanted to read that one.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure if any of the family members are here or going to show up while I'm reading this, but we're still going to make it public to the viewers.
Go ahead, read it.
City of Fortuna proclamation of the Fortuna City Council commending Seth Downey. Whereas Seth Downey has received the highest and most honored rank in scouting, the Eagle Award, and whereas this badge of honor reflecting your ability, initiative, and perseverance is an achievement only a select few of the nation's youth ever earn, and whereas we also extend our congratulations to your parents, teachers, and Scoutmaster for their support and encouragement in helping to attain your Eagle Award, and whereas the skills and responsibilities you developed to become an Eagle Scout will prove valuable to you throughout your life, therefore it be resolved that Mayor Doug Strell, on behalf of the Fortuna City Council and the citizens of Fortuna, wish you every success and personal happiness in the bright future that lies before you. Signed this first day of December 2014, City of Fortuna. So congratulations to the Downey family for their son, Seth, getting the Eagle Award. That's quite something.
Right. Yes. Thank you. And we will see to it that he gets this proclamation later. But we wanted to share that with the whole community because it is a great honor and a lot of work to get to this point of getting an Eagle Scout. So it's a great deal. So moving on out of the proclamation era, the next item on the agenda is public comments from the public. And this is where members of the public may be heard on any item of interest not on the public meeting agenda. Speakers addressing the City Council will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Comments concerning the consent calendar may be heard at this time. And be advised that by law, the City Council can only deliberate and take actions on items that are included on the agenda. So at this time, is there anyone from the public that would like to make any comments?
They're lining up?
Yep.
Mr. Mayor?
Sir, Dean.
I make a motion to close public comment period.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to close public comment. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
We're not going to do a roll call?
No, we don't. And we made it this time. I know you're trying to stretch this meeting.
I'm waiting for that pizza show.
I know. Next item on the agenda is a consent calendar, and this evening we have three items on the consent calendar. Does anyone wish to pull any items?
Number two.
Good girl. Why just pull all three and we can make the longer meeting?
I'll move to approve consent calendar items one and three.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve consent calendar items one and three. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? All opposed, no opposed, so approved. Sue, you pulled on two there?
I don't know. Somebody can explain to me the spay and neuter expenses. They were pretty hefty for this month.
Which one, I'm sorry?
The spay and neuter expenses to the Riverwalk Vet Hospital.
You know, I don't have specific detail regarding that. That's a function of our police department. Our animal control services, typically Robin has responsibility for that area in Bill, so I couldn't tell you why this month in particular unless Marie got any detail from staff. We can check into that for you, though.
Okay.
Which page was that on?
It is on page 19 or 10 of the disbursements, but it was well over $1,000, more like $1,200 for spay and neutering.
You know, I would expect, and I will still look into this for you, but it's really dependent on the number of dogs that we have to process. And we do have a specific agreement with our service. I believe it's Miranda's Rescue. And it's an interesting situation, but sometimes there's less, you know, less dogs that we need to process. Sometimes there's more, but there is a limit to our contract. So I will check in with them on that. I do see where you're saying it's the $1,549.50. Okay. We may have some additional information for you tonight, but we'll get back to you on that.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Any other questions on the report of disbursements?
I move to approve consent calendar item.
Moved and seconded to approve consent calendar item number two. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So approved. This doesn't happen very often, but under the business section of our meeting, we have no current business to conduct.
Everybody's sick.
Yeah. Holidays. Too much turkey.
No objections.
There's no second on that. It's not going to fly.
So moving on, next item on the agenda is the city manager's report.
Got 1 minute.
Thank you, Mayor Strella and council members. This is obviously another very quick report for tonight, consistent with the rest of our agenda. But basically, we have our upcoming meetings on Monday, December 15th, and then into the next year of 2015, Monday, January 5th. And we will definitely have some business items for both of those meetings for the city council to take action on. As part of my report, you can see the Tourism and Marketing Committee there got together and put together a collaborative effort to have a new position to help promote the city of Fortuna and the River Lodge and our hotels in particular. That person just started today, was their first date. We went through our full formal city recruitment process and had interviews and selected a person. We will be introducing her to the city council on the 15th. We just scheduled that today with her. And her name is Felicia Thompson, and so she's very familiar with the city of Fortuna and has some experience with events and planning of community events, as well as a lot of sales background, so she'll be a great asset to the city. The next item there is regarding the CalPelro conference that both Linda and I attended last week. And there was some excellent material and information provided there. We have some meetings this week where a couple of the sessions that we attended will definitely help us out with those meetings with our member organizations. And the last item on the list is, again, a little bit more detail regarding next week's meeting. We will have at 5 p.m. prior to the council meeting, Some recognition for staff, those that have been here and served for certain milestones, whether it be 5, 10, or 15, or even, I don't think we have a 20-year this year, but we have some 5, 10, and 15-year city employees that we wanted to recognize. And then additionally, we'll have a little bit of a celebration for two outgoing city council members. And then, of course, that'll be the meeting where we will seat our two new council members who will be taking positions on the council. So that's what we have for our next couple meetings, and unless there are any other questions, I'll turn it back over to the council.
Thank you. Any questions of the city manager? If not, there was no official future agenda items on there. Does anyone have anything they'd like to put on?
I do.
Do? Okay.
On our June 2nd meeting, we had on our agenda the travel policy, and that was supposed to come back to us, and it's been 6 months. Is that going to come back to us?
Yes, you're requiring about the change or the proposed change to the travel policy that the city has. Staff will need to bring that back and bring it before council. At this point, we've continued to utilize the existing policy that we have in place. There weren't too many substantial changes recommended at that time, and so we will definitely still be bringing that back to you. And I believe that that will come through our city clerk and our finance department.
Okay, like anytime soon?
You know, we don't have a specific date for that right now. And we just had some other priorities and different things on our agendas, but we will try and identify a date and bring that back to you.
No further?
Well, hopefully just a comment about that. I think it was the travel policy that was when it was rewritten. It was so long and rather, it's going to be pretty impossible for everybody to follow those instructions. And anyway, I would hope that the future council would take a real hard look at that policy and maybe do some streamlining on that.
There was some recommended items on there that were pretty onerous, but really didn't change the intent or, the responsibility of the staff that would be utilizing the travel policy. So the major tenants are still, they're in place with the existing policy. So maybe we can try and shorten that or bring it back with just the issues that the council's concerned with to make sure that they're addressed in the current policy. And if we need to add to it, we can, but I don't know that the big, long recommendation that we brought forward was really workable, but we will continue to work on that, and Councilmember Trent will pick a date and bring something back.
Okay. All right, then there's nothing else under that category. Moving on to the City Council reports and comments, and Dean, you're up first.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Not as long as Mel Birdie of 26 years, less than half of that time. But I know what he went through and all the hours and meetings he had to attend and all the paperwork he had to read and all the phone calls he received when he was mayor multiple times. Being a council person, I guess you could probably say, is an eye-opener. If you're driven to become a council person because of an issue, sometimes, not in my instance, but sometimes when I would talk to other council people from other cities, I would ask them, what drove you to become a council person? Well, they had a problem with such and such. And when I got into office, I came to find out that it really wasn't a problem. It was the public's perception, my perception of what I thought was wrong. There was no issue. It was just the way I looked at it. So I'm hoping that those people currently, now, and in the future, if you are driven to want to be up here on the dais like we have been, that it's for a good reason, and hopefully it is for making positive changes, not a negative or a slide back change. It's always looking for the future and having a vision, looking 10, 15, 20 years down the road rather than just the next month or the next year. From my viewpoint, it's been a wonderful experience. My roommate in college that I had for 2.5 years was a political science major, and he'd be laughing knowing that I did this, because he never thought a biology major could ever amount to anything. And I'm sure some people out there are laughing that statement, but if it's in your heart and in your soul to want to do something good, it doesn't make a difference who it is, just as long as you do what you promised to do. I want to thank my wife for putting up with all my ranting and raving and promising her that I would never swear and embarrass her on TV. And I'm not going to finish off my speech tonight by swearing. I'm keeping my promise. But let her know that sometimes there's been instances where I've actually wanted to use harsh, vulgar language to send my message a little firmly to the people that are sometimes asking for something they don't deserve to get. But I've chosen my words well, and I think I'll fade off into the sunset with people realizing that I use correct English. So, wifey, you're not going to watch the reruns, but thank you for being my partner and helping me in this career. On Sunday, the 14th, the annual music festival starts at River Lodge at 12:30 and ends somewhere between 5:30 and 6. This venue is without a doubt probably one of the best things that's put on in this community, and it rotates and changes. There are some consistent singing groups, but the musical venues will be different sometimes every year, so sometimes you get big brass, sometimes you get more choirs, but go to it, enjoy it. It's a wonderful atmosphere, and everybody's there to be happy and smile. I love fighting the liberal agenda. I have been doing that for 12 plus years, and I will continue to do that to my last breath. As your political representative, and Merry Christmas is the one thing you should be hearing from any business. You should not be Happy Holidays. That is a cowardly way of chickening out and saying what should be said. So my message to you is to always say Merry Christmas and expect the response to be the same from that business. Otherwise, find another business. Merry Christmas to all of you that are watching. This will be my last chance. And God bless all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean.
I attended a REDUC meeting on the 24th. REDUC continues to process loans, and they're moving forward. Even though we don't have an executive director, we're still talking about combining the executive director with the SBACD, anyway, the small business part of the loan process. Continuing to get some great referrals from the banking industry, and some of the banks that have never referred people are starting to refer people to REDUC, so I don't know if they have new personnel or they're just starting to figure out that it's a great program or what, but they're very busy in there. It's a great board to be on. I really enjoy that one. And I hope that all of you can come out to the Christmas Music Festival on the 14th, like Dean mentioned. It's really a fun time. There's a bus that runs if you don't have a ride, so no excuses. Come out and have a good time.
Thank you, Sue.
Tammy. I have nothing to report.
I want to use your timer for something.
Nothing.
You could have made something up.
Well, I didn't attend any meetings from the last our last council meeting, but I do want to say a few words. I've fully and totally enjoyed being on council, and it's been my honor to represent the people here in Fortuna. I was just and have been amazed at how engaged people are here in Fortuna with government, with the political situation. Even though I had been on the Board of Trustees at Fortuna High for 8 years, it's a little bit different here. You get phone calls, you get emails, you get stopped at Safeway or anywhere else, and people want to let you know what their opinion is. And many, many times, it is very positive. It's a pat on the back. It's you're doing a great job. And that's the reward for us up here, is that when people are talking to us and telling us their opinion and letting us know, that tells us that our job, what we're doing up here, is important. But I'll tell you what, the unsung heroes are those two gentlemen in the back, Wally Wright and Dennis Wendt. Those gentlemen do not have to be here. There's nothing that requires them to be here, but every meeting, and I can count on one hand when one or the other have missed a meeting, they are here, and not only sitting here, but they also give us their opinions. They also give us suggestions and advice. We need more people like Wally and Dennis to take part in these meetings, to come to the meetings and let us know what we should be doing, so that while we deliberate the whatever agenda item we're on, we can take into consideration that particular comment. Even though we get the emails and the phone calls and all of that, it just shows us how, you know, how dedicated these two people are to the city of Fortuna. And I know many, many people out there are, but it really does us good when we look out and we see folks here night after night after night. And I know that that's very tough for the two of them to give up, whether it's Monday night football or whatever, to be here at these council meetings. For the two oncoming council people, I hope you are ready and prepared for the number of meetings that you will have in the next 4 years. It is just meeting after meeting after meeting. The time is just, it's a huge time commitment. So I wish you both well. You'll do well. And we'll say more about that at the next meeting.
There's always medicine to rely on.
But then everybody knows it. So that's...
He needs candy bars. Gets a sugar high up here. Gets him keeping going.
So hopefully we'll be able to give an encouraging word or two at the last meeting.
Oh, you'll have time.
Thank you.
I give you 3 minutes. That's... Well, I didn't have too busy of a 2 weeks since our last meeting. I did have a HCOG meeting, and we had a report from Caltrans on the safety of Highway 36 because of all the concerns of the accidents they've had out there recently. Statistically, they announced, the Highway Patrol announced that 40% of the fatalities was on Highway 36. Caltrans kind of corrected that a little bit because that's within the district of the Highway Patrol, which only goes down the Highway 101 a little bit further. But if you put it in the whole district of Caltrans District 2, they're quite, the percentages were a lot lower on that highway. Still doesn't mean anything. We still had a lot of fatalities out there. But they came up with that they're going to try, they're doing some studies, and they're going to try to put some more of the arrows indicating that there's a sharp turn coming up on some of the turns. They've been doing that off and on for the last few years and warning people. People who drive that road too fast need to know when there's a turn coming, so I guess that's why they're going to put the signs up. But also, and then another thing we did at HCOG was we finalized the contract with the Highway Patrol to run the extra patrol out Highway 36. And the main purpose of it is to look for stranded vehicles because we don't have any call boxes on that highway. So the Highway Patrol will be patrolling. But the side benefit of that will be we'll have another patrol out there, which will help with law enforcement and speeding and all of that too. So that'll be a side benefit to that until we can figure out how to get call boxes. There's a new system that might go into satellite type phones because right now self-service out there is so lousy. And finding a place that's wide enough on 36 for a call box and level enough and level enough for ADA accessible, which anyway, we won't go into that because in the mountains it's kind of hard to build one of those, but that's the steps they're headed for with that. And the reason they do it is that we pay on our car license fee for those call boxes, and that money's collected and it needs to be spent accordingly. And that's we decided, because we didn't have the call boxes on 36 and 96, that we would do the Highway Patrol. down in the Los Angeles area where there's a lot better cell coverage and everybody has coverage, they take that money, instead of putting call boxes in, they send a roving tow truck. And they tow trucks drive around down there looking for stranded vehicles to help them. But it would be kind of hard to send a tow truck back and forth up 36, too. So anyway, that's a good news, and it was a great meeting, and it was one of our shorter ones, which was nice. And the December one is canceled, which is even nicer. So won't have any HCOG meetings until January. And the only other thing I have to mention, because the music festival has been mentioned, is that the museum is going to have a volunteer reception on this Saturday, December the 6th, to recognize all their volunteers that they've had throughout the year. So if you have nothing to do on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, December the 6th, stop by the museum, take a look at the museum, and then meet all the volunteers that keep it running around the clock for us in the summertime. And that's all that I have to report. So with that,
31 minutes.
I will move to adjourn.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Pass. You 4-1.
That.
4-1.
You go with that.
Sit right here. Stay right here.
Wait for the pizza.
It's going to be a long pizza.
Wait for the pizza, yeah.
I'll go make a phone call really quick.
It'll be here any moment, Dean.